AI News by Conjero.
Today, a short look at why a tiny startup is forcing a rethink about where advantage actually sits in AI. RC is a 26-person company that's been drawing attention by shipping a high-performing open-source language model. That's notable not because it's a plucky underdog story, but because it undercuts a long-standing assumption that only huge, well-funded labs can matter at the model layer. RC doesn't erase the scale advantage big players have. Massive training budgets and infrastructure still matter, but it expands the set of teams that can be strategically relevant. The key is not just model size. It's the combination of model quality, openness, and real-world distribution. Open source, by itself, is common. What's different about RC is that its model is good enough to be taken seriously, and it's easy for developers to access and run. Many teams, openness isn't a slogan. It changes possibilities. Inspection, faster fine-tuning, less friction integrating into existing systems, and more control over deployment, data flow, and governance. But openness also creates obligations. Open models need maintenance, tooling, and operational discipline. If the surrounding ecosystem is thin, whatever advantage the openness gives can vanish. The most meaningful signal so far isn't social media buzz. It's adoption inside OpenClaw, a platform that depends on RC's model. That matters because it ties the model to workflow, not to headlines. A spike in attention tells you people are curious. Product usage tells you the model is actually getting work done. If a model becomes the default inside a platform where teams naturally compare alternatives, that's product market fit in the operational sense. This shift changes how teams decide what to use. Brand and scale still matter, but technical teams now prioritize practical criteria. Does the model meet latency and cost targets? Can it be tuned without huge overhead? Does it run in the environments we have? How much control do we need over weights, prompts, and data? How does governance look when the model is embedded in a regulated workflow? These are pragmatic questions, not philosophical ones. If an open model clears them, many organizations will accept trade-offs in exchange for control and lower switching costs. That doesn't make open source automatically superior. Open models can trail the frontier and demand more engineering. The trade-off is concrete. Teams choose between vendor convenience and operational control. RC's success suggests that the moat in AI is shifting. It's less about who can train the biggest model and more about who can keep shipping usable models, build trust with developers, and provide the operational ecosystem people need. The business challenge for RC is durability. A small team can move fast, but it also faces limits: maintaining quality, supporting users, and surviving copying from larger players. Read this as cautious but serious evidence that smaller, focused teams can still earn a seat at the AI table. So long as they ship something people can actually use, place it where workflows already live, and keep proving openness is operational, not just symbolic.
AI News by Conjero.